Yeah, all sound. Have a whole milk for 6 weeks.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. These Guernseys, they produce light.
For me.
Yeah. Other heavier, medium breed, right? Holstein.
Yeah. They're all Jerseys, huh?
No, Guernseys.
Guernseys, all.
Yeah.
Oh. I hang from the bag.
Then after they have the first cast, they start looking at you. You seem to like the milk machine better than the hand. And I'd rather milk them with the machine than by hand. Because they're small, you know.
Mm-hmm.
I don't mind milking a cow if you got time to take a look.
Yeah.
But when they're small, I broke two in, I'll just turn that to them. They don't mind. They like it. Well, we haven't sold any this year, so I couldn't say what they are this year. But they ring up on that to about 14 cents, perhaps this type. They docked us on the account of the being Guernsey.
Uh-huh.
If they were white-faced or their Holstein or something, if you're packed, you'd get them more value. You know, 14 cents.
Well, I mean the whole cow, if you sold it for a milk cow. I mean, what's a milk cow worth? That's right.
You know, if they were sold at an auction sale, they'd run up to a couple $100.
Uh-huh.
They'd be running like that.
Yeah.
Barney used to have a good saying, you'd have to reach down and pick it
up. I'm
up,
uh-huh.
step too tight there?
It's Nanny Bolton.
They all have names?
Yeah, we've got them all names.
What are their names?
Lady, right there.
This is Lady.
Yeah, and this is way back one is June.
His name is Swayback?
No, we call her Swayback. I mean, she's June.
June, right?
Yeah, and then there's Belle. And what did we name the new one? Oh, Blondie.
Blondie.
And
Teeny. And Dolly. And Skinny.
Skinny.
Izzy, short for Isabel. And Patty. And Lily. We take Mandy out. And One Horn.
One Horn. Oh, my.
Couldn't think of a name for it, so that during this, when this song of Mary Ann is popular, you see what
yeah. Mary Ann on the sand. You have a bull, huh?
Yeah,
Gosh, you rarely see a bull anymore.
We don't belong to this artificial breeding association. We're too far from town. We have another telephone.
It's better to have a bull.
You have to have your call in there at 12 or 9 o'clock in the morning.
In order to get it.
Yeah. So, I don't know.
You keep it bred up on that.
According to our assessor, he was here last spring. He sees practically all the herds in this area. He said that ours is about the nicest herd in the whole place. Well, we have been working on them now ever since we've been here. Mm-hmm.
Now we've been developing
them. 5 years or more?
Mm-hmm. For the last 25 years, practically. My dad, before us, he's had a herd for a Guernsey herd for about 35 years before. And he encouraged us and brought our beginning. He brought us a heifer. She was bred and ready to come in. And he brought us a bull. And then three heifer calves we got from him. So that gave us the kind of a start. Uh-huh. That's what we've developed from. Well, they just had a sort of a mixture.
Yeah.
So then we finally exposed to them.
When we first came up here, we didn't have anything. Folks bought two cows. And folks said we haven't bought any cows.
Oh, you haven't?
Last 30 years or more.
Oh, you just, these are all
raised
yeah, we raised them all.
Oh, well, no wonder you know their names.
Yeah, well, we named them. Some of them have, of course, some of them are in the third and fourth generation, mm-hmm. The names even. The daughters we name after the mothers. After
uh-huh.
Your fly spray is so extra good, it seems like the flies want to come right back.
Is that just plain water?
We put a little some of that there, antiseptic.
Oh.
It's kind of a chlorine, but it's called Iofen.
Uh-huh.
And it's got a little iodine in it.
Oh, look at this gentleman. Oh, boy, look at the stripes.
Yeah, she's a new mother.
Oh, is that a mother?
I think she's got her kitten.
Oh, I understand. That's an antiseptic, huh?
Yeah. It's
bacteria count.
Uh-huh. In case sometime a cow will develop a mastitis, if you don't know anything about it, you know mastitis is to be.
Oh, yeah. Uh-huh.
If you spread it from one cow to another.
Uh-huh.
By using this, and then we also, you notice I put some of this in this one.
Oh.
After each cow is built, I lift these.
Milkers.
Oh, the milker, so you don't spread it.
It's
it.
And you don't spread it.
You're going to dip to a certain extent anyway. You know?
About the maximum now to make anything, don't you? You don't,
yes.
They're not producing and you don't have high content. You don't make anything.
And of course it's the butterfat content in the milk that we're being paid for. We do get a price for the skim milk, but it's not enough or it isn't too much. But still we'd rather sell milk than we would separate, because it does away with that extra work of handling the milk. We have it, we put it straight in the can. Oh, grade A, we have C grade milk. Grade A milk calls for tanks. They expect you to buy a tank, and that runs into $2,000-$3,000 more. And so we feel
the tank for the milk?
Yeah, they have stainless steel tanks for grade A milk now, and then all grade A milk farmers are, dairies are supposed to invest enough in that. They don't want to have them handled in cans, whereas we have a C-grade milk. And the C-grade milk is separated in the creamer and made into butter.
Oh, that's butter.
So ours is called C-grade milk. So we get a few cents less per pound for butterfat. But to start investing in a stainless steel tank and all that equipment, we'd have to get a terrific price for the butter to make up for that. And we feel that they don't. In fact, some of the grade A farmers have complained because they're not getting the price that they did. As they were supposed to get, they've started dropping the price on them. Naturally, the more grade A milker plants they have or farmers they have, then they're going to stabilize or fix up a price that suits them.
Well, when we buy milk, we just buy milk.
Yeah.
I mean, that grading doesn't come down in the price of it.
No. And then, of course, you have your pasteurized, homogenized, and all the different. But still, it's milk, whether it's
great. Well, all the milk that goes on the public consumption is supposed to be great.
It is.
That's right. They're not supposed to.
It says that on it, but I wondered if they just put it all together when they
make it. Well, in our creamery, they don't do that. So he's on the creamery board, and he has a general idea. They go through all this. So they aren't allowed. The state inspector would be around, and all he's supposed to see to that. But there are grade A milk plants, most of the milk, grade A milk in Becker County is taken, especially in the co-op, is taken to Moorhead, to Cass Plate. They there process it there, and then it's brought back into the city of Cass Plate. See, they have
Cass Plate.
Cass Plate.
Oh,
it's a plant in Moorhead. or it's in Fargo now, isn't it?
Yeah,
and they process it there, and then they bring it back again in bottles or cartons or whatever you have wanted, and then they distribute it around the town. But whether it's co-op milk or any other freely, but anyway, the majority of the Grady farmers' milk is going, and they empty the milk from the stainless steel tank into a tank truck, and they haul the whole business up to the cast clay plant where they process it.
How do you tell when this is done?
Well, you feel the tube and you get a general idea. Max is more experienced with it than I am. I don't milk too often, but I do in emergency. So to be on the sure side, I'll take the milker off, empty the milk, put it on the next cow, then I'll come back and strip her by hand to see if I've gotten off the milk. Then I'm sure I've milked her clean. Try to get somebody to... Other than that,
I'm taking the milk cow over there.
Oh, pardon you. Yeah. Yes.
Taking this extra butterfat out of milk, you know, and mixing it with cheap skim milk is fucking cracking up. They really make a dough out of that. Just thousand people on a farmer, they can get 4 dozen, knock down 3 bites. Yeah. But with the skim milk, they can add to it, you know, and it still qualifies to keep, say, 3.5, you know, for
sure.
learned the new poem, The Swing. Up and down on the swing, such a lightly floating thing. Birds fly in the sky, but also swings go through the sky.
Hmm. Isn't that cute?
Have you got the swimming suit in here?
Mm-hmm. Okay. Now, Alta and Zorka Lindesmith will sing, Dear Evelina.
Boy, she's got the long hair. Now, sing your Dear Evelina.
Way down in the meadow where the lily first blows and the wind from the mountains near ruffles the rose, this dear Evelina, the sweet little love, the pride of the valley, the girl that I love. Dear Evelina, sweet Evelina, my love for thee shall never, never die. Dear Evelina, sweet Evelina, my love for thee shall never.
Thank you.
Between a whole lot of conversations.
What are you doing with this place, Carl?
Joseph Zighetti was the violinist, with Mieczysław Horzowski at the piano, performing the Sonata No. 1 for violin and piano in D major by Ludwig von Beethoven. We conclude the afternoon.
I now present
Jill and Alba singing, I am a funny little Dutch girl.
From the land of baloney, with a pickle on his nose and tearing his toes. That's the way my story goes, goes, goes.
Where's the girl?
Great, yeah. Now you know.
Is there some more?
Yeah.
Go ahead, where does the ghost go?
He bought me a jar of peaches. He bought me a jar of pears. He gave me a 50-cent stardom and took me to the fair, fair, fair. And when the fair was over, I asked him to take me home. He said he had another girl, so I went home. I gave him back his peaches. I gave him back his pears. I gave him back his 50 cents and kicked him down the stairs, stairs, stairs.
Oh, I thought it went on forever.
Thank you. Stay in there. I was going to say, you know.
now. This is a conversation. I had to go in there. I remember that now. I had to go in here. This is a conversation I had with an old lady by the name of Mrs. Anderson.
Well, let's hear it.
There is sickness, I said to her. Sickness isn't so much, I said. But when the nerves is cracking, that's when she was kind of sick. She's an old lady, she's very, very old. And she is sending greetings to my brother. We were living, my brother first came to this country. He lived in the same house with this old lady, see? And now she is sending greetings.
Where did you get this? That night?
No, I had this on the floor. But I had to be careful so I didn't erase that, you see, when I took his
scene. Oh, you didn't do that?
Yeah. I've also got a recording of an old fellow that is at the old soldier's home.
Is that on here?
Yeah, that's on, that comes right after.
Man, jag reser inte mer, vilket jag säger till att vi inte...
I'm saying here that I am going to Sweden, whether I sell the house or not. And then her daughter comes in, and she cuts my hair. She tells me that my hair is too long.
Hello, Agnes.
Yeah, that's Agnes. And she couldn't speak English. She couldn't speak Swedish. I had to
hear that very good.
But that's what I'm saying.
This isn't play.
Thank you. how's the run of her meeting? I'll say that. I'm glad you told me.
The soloist was Fyodor Shalyapin. In this recording of Glory to Thee, O Lord, a twofold litany by Alexander Gretchaninov. He was assisted by the choir of the Russian Metropolitan Church of Paris. Our next selection is also by Gretchaninov, and in this recording we feature once again the choir of the Russian Metropolitan Church of Paris. This time we hear Credo.